Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why is it important for as many of us as possible get the COVID-19 vaccination? Let's go in depth with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. So Kevin, we've recently had some good news about the vaccine. Vaccinations are going to be here pretty quick, we hope. Can you fill us in where we are?
Well, much of this is speculation at this particular point and some of our best guesses, but we expect vaccinations to roll into our facility and via Marion County Public Health in the next couple weeks. That's what we're expecting to have happen. Now, again, there are some things that have to happen. Pfizer has received their emergency use authorization, and Moderna is the next company to put in their application for emergency use. And that is the vaccine that we would expect to see. Now, all of this can change, but we are prepared for whichever vaccine arrives here at the medical center. So we made a significant investment of many thousand dollars to have a ultra freezer at our facility. So it's here, ready to go. And it looks like the most likely first vaccine to come to the medical center will not require the ultra freezing, but we're ready for it if we should get the Pfizer vaccine, which requires those super low temperatures. If it should arrive in one of the later shipments, we're ready for it.
Well, that's great news, because we don't know how much of what we're going to get, so you're prepared for either.
That's right. And okay, as it relates to vaccines, this is when people talk about Operation Warp Speed. This is just incredible what science has done. It is just simply incredible the speed that this has come about. So we are on the very front end of this distribution. Extremely complicated. There are going to be little hiccups in the distribution, but what we do know is vaccines are coming, and they will be here by the end of this year.
Well, maybe sometime between Christmas and New Year's, you might be giving vaccinations to the frontline medical personnel?
Yes. And so that's an important point, is as the distributions are going out by the thousands and millions, as we begin that buildup, there are some clear priority lists. You and I are not on it. We are not going to be the first people to get the vaccine. So it is going to be given at the medical center to our frontline healthcare workers. And we will have in our expected first shipment enough vaccine to give any frontline health worker that wants it.
Well, that's outstanding.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, about why it's important for us to get the COVID-19 vaccination. There's some hesitation by some people they don't know if they want to get the vaccine. They may not want to. We ran a poll at KNIA KRLS the other day. 63% of our respondents said they would get it. 37% say no. That about mirrors what's happening nationally. Is that going to be enough? Is 63% of people taking it going to be enough to help us?
Well, I'm not an epidemiologist, but I certainly read a lot about this stuff and I ask a lot of questions. And I know for our community to have the full benefit of a vaccinated community, we need to drive that 37% number down. It probably in the range of take another 20% off of that. I recently participated in a survey with Mercy One in Des Moines, and they sent out 7,000 surveys about would you get the vaccine or not. And we had over 6,400 respondents, so that's a pretty valid number. And it tracked a lot of what you're seeing in local polls and national polls, but we had 60% of those 6,400 respondents say, yes, I'm getting the vaccine. And we had 20% that were like, I'm thinking I might not. So that's kind of where those numbers shook out. Now, remember, this survey took place about 3 weeks ago. And I think nationally what you're seeing is the people that would not do it are going down, and the people that will do the vaccinations go up. So I think those numbers would have improved even more if we took it today. But I think what was really interesting about that survey is they broke it out by the different positions that people had or in what part of the state they lived in and were there differences. And there really wasn't a whole lot of difference across our state, whether it was metropolitan employees or rural employees. But what was really interesting is over 2 times more likely to get the vaccine if you're a physician. And I found that really interesting because, to me, these are the folks that know. And they're over 2 times more likely to get the vaccine, and that means an awful lot to me.
Well, they know more than the rest of us. They're confident in the vaccination. They're going to take it. They think it's the best thing to do for themselves, their family, the community.
Their entire lives are around understanding studies, making judgment calls about the risk-benefit value of whether it's a medication or a vaccination like this. And these folks are twice as likely to do it as what I would say the general population. And to me, that's a great bellwether to the people who know are getting the vaccination.
Say I'm a skeptic that I don't believe in vaccinations for whatever reason or something. Why should I get a vaccination?
Well, I think one of the things that I was talking about with some friends of mine is that of all the things that I worry about, whether my kids are heading off to school for the day or my parents, the one things that I just think about that I don't worry about is polio, mumps, smallpox. I don't worry about those things. I don't even think about them, actually. Well, why is that? Because science and vaccination destroyed them and just essentially all but wipe them off the face of the earth. And science will prevail. And I think this, we just need to understand that this is how we're going to see, get ourselves on the backside of this, is vaccinations are our ticket out.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember a girl that was a couple years ahead of me in school. She had polio, and we were scared of polio. And the vaccinations came, and then it was gone.
Yeah. Science will prevail.
And it will with COVID-19.
Absolutely.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, about why it's important for us to get the COVID-19 vaccination. Now, Kevin, you received quite a bit of national media attention a couple of weeks ago, and there were people camped out here ready to learn about what was happening in Knoxville. What's the in rural hospitals in general, I presume? What was that like? And what are some of the consequences of it? Has there been any feedback since then?
Oh, tons of feedback. And so it's actually a really interesting topic and how that plays out and how people view information in the media at a national level. So the request came in for Knoxville Hospital and Clinics for us to chat with the national news team about what does it mean to a community hospital if critical care beds are not available in tertiary care centers in large cities. What does that mean? and what happens when that might occur. So that was kind of the crux of the story and what the core was. And so, you know, one of the things that people need to realize is that because most people were being responsible in our community, in our county, and in our state, we were able to head off about a mid-November surge that was putting us in a very uncomfortable position as it relates to a healthcare system statewide. Not just, it wasn't a Knoxville story. This was a rural healthcare story across the nation, but specifically to what was going on in Iowa. Here at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, we never ran out of staff that was ill or overworked or couldn't make their shifts. We never run out of beds. We were close. We were uncomfortably close. We were very busy in that last surge. We couldn't have had a lot more cases come our way. And as it relates to the tertiary care in Des Moines, we had no examples where we were not able to transfer a patient to Des Moines that had a heart attack, a stroke, a severe car accident. The things that we would transfer for a higher level of care, we were never denied that transfer. We were able to transfer everyone that needed it, but it was close and uncomfortably close. So the story was basically, well, what would happen? And we were kind of talking through, you know, how we bought more critical care equipment here at the medical center. We have more ventilators than we've normally had. We've upped our training with critical care medications, all these sorts of things in preparation for what if we have a patient we need to transfer to a higher level of care and that is not available, what would we do? And so we have a responsibility to take care of people. So we were preparing for that. It came close, but we were able to kind of see ourselves through that surge. Everybody received the care that they required, and I feel very blessed that we were there, but it was uncomfortably close.
Well, and so then you being a major player with respect to the national media, telling Knoxville's story, then was that used? Was the lessons learned here implemented in other places, do you think?
Well, I think what it did is it shed some light on what rural hospitals were doing across the country. I mean, they actually were able to come on inside and actually show a video of earlier this summer, we built a makeshift COVID wing, hoping that we would never have to put a single patient in it. And I believe the day that they were here, we had six. And so those are the kinds of things that I think that the coverage shed light on, that hospitals have been, of all sizes, have been preparing and gearing up for these surges that we expected to come. And they did come across the country. We just didn't know in what shape or when they would show up. But it was also interesting in being reminded of just how generous people are. From across the country, I received messages and emails and telephone calls, and care packages showed up here at the hospital. People called and asked, what could they do? They've never met anyone from Knoxville, Iowa, and they're calling me asking me, how can we help Knoxville? And it was interesting to talk to these folks to say, what you can really do to help is call your local hospital and find out what they need. And how are they doing? Because each circumstance was a little bit different. Is that here at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, we were able to see our way through that surge, and we did just fine. Again, things were getting a little uncomfortably close for us, but we had plenty of resources, plenty of PPE. But there were other hospitals, rural hospitals around the country, that are out of gowns, out of gloves, out of N95 masks. And so don't ship those from upstate Minnesota to Knoxville, Iowa. Find out what maybe your local hospital might need. But it was interesting and just really heartwarming to see how gracious and just amazing people are across the country and wanting to help.
How's the staff doing?
We are doing very well. It was, we had a tough go of it. Our frontline caregivers, people don't understand the difficulty of protective equipment getting in and out of it multiple times a day and cleaning it, and you have to be 100% on your game all the time. We cannot have a letdown at any time because we need every single nurse. We need every single housekeeping person. We need every facility person, every doctor. And so we cannot let our guard down at any time. And that's an emotional weight that we carry. And the staff has just been doing amazing.
When it's your turn, will you get the COVID-19 vaccination?
I certainly plan to. I know that before they get to people that do my kind of work, there's going to be lots of people vaccinated that are need to be ahead of the line with me. But I personally fully 100% intend to get the vaccine. But I will tell you this. I think you probably know that my personal doctor is Dr. Haynes. And I trust Dr. Haynes with my life on telling me what medications I might need to take or when to do physicals or when to get tests done. So right now during COVID-19, I'm really not going to be too interested in what my friends have to say about it on Facebook. I'm going to ask Dr. Haynes if the vaccination is appropriate for me. I fully expect that answer will be yes, but I'm going to ask my doctor and I'm going to follow my doctor's advice, and that's where I'm going to get my information about this COVID-19 vaccination.
Thanks to Kevin Kincaid for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.